This is Jay Sekulow. Interesting development at the Christmas tree lighting on the Capitol.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be talking about a number of issues today. A development on a new case involving the Ten Commandments and a judge. An interesting story coming out of Washington, D.C. on the Christmas tree lighting. Rob Schenck from Faith in Action will be joining us. I'm giving you an update on the defamation of religion issue at the United Nations. So our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Jeff Surtees is one of our senior associate counsels here at the American Center for Law and Justice. Was a big help in this case involving the Supreme Court of the United States in Pleasant Grove, the case involving the Ten Commandments display, where we asserted to the court that it was, in fact, the government who was speaking. By the way, a partial rendering from the Supreme Court argument, an artist rendering, is up on the website at aclj.org. But now there's another case involving a judge and a Ten Commandment display, a little bit more complex than the typical case. Jeff, tell us what we have.
Absolutely, Jay. We represent Judge James DeWeese, who has served as an elected Ohio State judge for 18 years. He's still in that capacity as a state judge. Well, in an effort to educate citizens and visitors to his courtroom about the clash of worldviews regarding law and morality and the philosophy of law, which, as we know, Jay, is raging in every aspect of our culture, especially the legal culture, the legal field. Judge DeWeese has displayed in his courtroom a poster entitled Philosophies of Law in Conflict, and a picture of that poster is available online, aclj.org. This poster compares and contrasts moral absolutes on the one hand with moral relativism on the other.
Let's be real specific here as to what's in the display. You've got the Ten Commandments on one side, is that correct?
That's
and then what's
exactly
on
right.
the other side?
That's exactly right. On the other side, we got a collection of different quotes, mainly from the famous humanist manifestos. And those principles, those statements, are to serve as an example of moral relativism here. What Judge DeWeese wants to set up in this poster is a comparison, a contrast between the worldview, which says that there are moral absolutes, that there is natural law, and as an example of that stance, there are the Ten Commandments. And as an example of the idea that man is the measure of all things, Judge DeWeese has put up certain humanist precepts taken from not just the Humanist Manifesto, but also from the United States Supreme Court Planned Parenthood v. Casey.
So you've got this display there. It's got both sides represented in that sense. You've got the sort of a secularist manifesto. You've got the Ten Commandments. And then you've got a lawsuit because the ACLU comes in and still says it violates the Establishment Clause.
That's exactly right. As far as the ACLU is concerned, Jay, Ten Commandments equals unconstitutional. This is clearly an educational display, but because the text of the Ten Commandments is part of the display, the ACLU thinks this has got to violate the Establishment Clause. Well, of course, we argue that it doesn't violate the Establishment Clause, and we're fairly confident that we can convince a judge that this is not a religious display, this is an educational display.
Well, there we are in federal court in Ohio. Again, this is a very much more complex case, but it's a worldview case showing both the role of the Ten Commandments on the development of law in Western civilization, secular humanist worldview displayed as well, and still the ACLU comes in and says it's a violation of church-state separation. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Jeff, thanks for the update, and keep us posted as this progresses.
Absolutely, Jake.
All right, I'll be taking your calls when we come back from the break. Let me encourage you to do a couple of things today. Number one, if you want to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice, there's a very easy way for you to do it. Just go to aclj.org. You can contribute online. Also, we've got a DVD on that situation in the Middle East involving Israel. The whole geopolitical situation with the defamation of religion and that whole issue at the UN. I've got that available for you. Just call our toll-free number. We'll send that to you. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. If you want that DVD, we'll send it right to you. And if you want to make an online contribution to the ACLJ, you can do that easily as well at aclj.org. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking more of your calls. We'll talk to you in a moment.
Don't
Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now, 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country on a variety of issues. Let me, before we do that, encourage you again. If you want that DVD that we shot in Israel involving the whole issue of radical Islam, Israel, the Middle East, we've got it available for you for a few more days. I want to encourage you to get it. Thousands of you, I think over 10,000 of you requested it so far. We'll send it to you absolutely free. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get that DVD, and we'll send it to you right away. You could also sign on to the UN petition on this issue of the defamation of religion, and you can do that as well, and we certainly would appreciate your help. Again, that number, 1-877-989-2255. Also, if you want to make a contribution to the ACLJ, we've got a really easy way for you to do it. Just go to aclj.org. It says make a donation and make an online gift, $5 or $10. Everything helps as we continue to train lawyers from around the world to fight for religious freedom and stand up against what is increasingly a significant issue overseas, and that is the persecutions of Christians, especially in predominantly Muslim countries. So we'll get to that. We'll talk more about that in a moment. I've got a good friend of ours, Rob Schenck, on the phone, heads up Faith in Action in Washington, D.C. Very interesting development and story that took place when you were at the Christmas tree lighting in the Capitol as a special guest of members of Congress. Rob, tell us what happened here.
Yeah, it was really interesting, Jay. Of course, as you know, there's a tree lighting every year at the Capitol on the West Lawn, not far from the inaugural platform where the new president will swear his oath of office. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, being Speaker of the House, was presiding over that ceremony. And I had the privilege of being mayor and being a VIP guest, so I was literally next to her. And I realized, you know, this is significant. This is a Christmas ceremony. It is unapologetically being called a Christmas tree. And here's an Air Force band playing traditional Christmas carols, including Joy to the World.
Right.
And so I leaned over when it was all over, and I said, Madam Speaker, I want to thank you for keeping Christ Mass at the Capitol. And it took a second for it to dawn on her what I was saying. And when she realized the significance of my pronunciation of Christ Mass, I had already politely kind of disengaged. Well, she pursued me, came over to me, took my arm, and she said, you know, I really got mugged for doing this. And I had heard that expression before. Members of Congress tend to use it when they're hit
politically, right? That doesn't mean mugged, but it means politically hit, right?
Yeah. It means they didn't see it coming, but their constituents or some other groups came after them and put political pressure on them or criticized them or whatever. And I politely acknowledged that, and we had a little chit-chat. And then she took me and she said, no, you have to understand, I really got mugged for this one. Well, that exchange and the other things that were said in the context clearly indicated that Nancy Pelosi, this left-leaning liberal member of the United States Congress, is taking heat simply for allowing what everyone would see as a very benign Christmas celebration. Well, if she's taking that kind of heat, then this is not a figment of the so-called religious right's imagination.
Yeah. The good news is she stood up, though, and she did it. I mean, I saw that in one of the emails you sent me. She stood up and continued the celebration, and that was great.
She did. She continued, even though obviously she was getting pressure and criticism. She persisted. She said she thought it was the right thing to do, and I commended her for that. And I thought, you know, this is right. A good reason. I'm often, as many of us are, on the opposite side of Nancy Pelosi. But, hey, when even the liberal members of Congress do what's right, we ought to commend them. Maybe it'll encourage them to do what's right in the future.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you did that. And I appreciate, Rob, you calling him with that report, because it's a bit of an encouragement, too. Although I will say the good news is this season, this Christmas season so far has been pretty quiet. That was one situation in Washington State. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet, which is a good thing. Not a lot of difficulty, so that's great. And it's great to hear that report. Rob, we appreciate you being there at the Capitol talking with Speaker Pelosi and getting that good report. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Rob Schenck, Faith in Action, great organization. Encourage you to support the work of Faith in Action. They do wonderful, wonderful things in Washington, D.C. A number of you have been contacting us over the last couple of weeks saying, how can we help the ACLJ here at the end of the year? And we've got on our website a way for you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice online. It's right on the front homepage. You can make a donation online. I want to encourage, there are hundreds of thousands of you that listen to this broadcast every day, and I know many of you support our work, and we appreciate that, but many of you have not been able to do so. And I want to let you know that every gift to the ACLJ really does help, especially as we're training these lawyers and young law students to stand up for religious freedom around the globe. If you go to the front page of the website, you'll see it right on the right-hand side. It says, make a donation. I want to encourage you to do that right now. Go to the website, make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, maybe $5, $50, or $100. Every bit helps. So go to the ACLJ.org and make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice. You're really going to help us out. We're going to go right back to the phones here. We got a lot of calls coming in. Peggy's calling from Massachusetts on line two. Hi, Peggy.
Hi there. Thanks for all you do.
Sure.
I'm wondering if you're aware of a number of the largest banks, Bank of America, Citibank, Deutsche, Wachovia, that are looking at this
Sharia law.
Sharia compliant financing?
Yes, because the only banks that this is, folks, this is, and that's a great question, Peggy. This is not getting reported in the mainstream media like it should be. There have been some stories, but not enough. The banks that are, quote, successful right now overseas are the banks that are Sharia compliant. That means they lend within the context of Sharia law. The problem with this, of course, is we're now going to start taking Sharia practices and mandating it to the U.S. banking system, which is already having enough trouble as it is. I think, look, this is all part of this trend that I'm very, very nervous about, and that is this over-reliance upon Sharia law within our domestic governmental structure or within our legal structure. It is dangerous. That's why I've dispatched, by the way, going to New York next week, we're going to have a whole team. We're going to talk more about it next week, obviously. I wanted to open up to general discussions today, but more next week on this defamation of religion issue, because the vote's going to be, it looks like, either Thursday or Friday in New York. So we're expecting a major vote. But Peggy, it's a great question. I want to encourage all of you that are concerned with this issue of Sharia law and its implications to get this DVD we've got, because it discusses this. It was shot in Israel. It's a two-hour DVD. It's really phenomenal. And I want to encourage you to get it. I take you throughout Israel, not only at the holy sites. You go to a lot of the key military sites. In fact, the broadcast this weekend on television focuses in on this from Israel. So you want to? I want to encourage you to get the DVD. It's free. We're going to send it to you. Call our toll-free number. When you do, also add your name to our petition against the defamation of religion action going on at the UN. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Elizabeth is calling from Washington State on line 5. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I just have a couple comments to
make. Sure.
My husband found out that the guy who put the atheist sign up, that he was actually not even from Washington State, and that ticks me off a little bit. And I am a Christian, and the other question I had, the other statement I had...
You're talking about the atheist sign that's up in the state capitol grounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not even from Washington State. What the heck are they doing allowing him to put up?
Well, you know, that brings up an interesting question, because the fact of the matter is, if it was in Washington State, and I think this would be pretty significant, but Washington State was only allowing people from Washington State to display material of the courthouse grounds. They probably could do that under what's called a limited public forum doctrine, but it's a tough case because they allow other groups to put up messages. What's your second question, really quick, Elizabeth?
Okay, real quick. My other thing is, I don't have a problem with other religions, whatever beliefs. I am a Christian. I feel sad for them in the end. But he could be putting up a symbol of what he believes, not making a statement, which I believe is against the Constitution, what he wrote up there, which is basically saying that
Christianity is false, religion's false, there are no gods, only nature. You know, there's been this argument that in fact establishes hostility towards religion, and which is prohibited by the Establishment Clause. Those are tough arguments to make, but this is the nature of the culture we live in. The good news is the creche is there, the menorah is there as well, so they can at least stay up during this period of time, but this is the price of freedom. Now, it's very different than when the government's the speaker. When the government's the speaker, they can decide what message goes up. That's very similar to our case in Pleasant Grove at the Supreme Court of the United States, but when you open up to a variety of speakers, this is what you get. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Sherry calling from Idaho, line 2. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay. Listen, thanks for all you do. I'm
sure.
I've signed all your petitions.
Great.
You're awesome. And finally, I got a tax return, and I'm supporting you guys.
Great. We appreciate that.
Hey, I want to hear a little bit more about something that was mentioned yesterday about Obama talking to some people in the Middle East.
Yeah, no, he's going to make a speech. A major speech from a Muslim country that's going to try to, quote, reboot our relationship with Islam. Now, I think the fundamental mistake with that is we're not the ones that caused the problem with Islam. It was those terrorists that took the planes in 2001, which I know seems like a long time ago, but turned those planes into bombs. And I'm very concerned about how that's going to play out. But look, what we've got to do is try to influence the president. He wants to address the terrorism issue from a Muslim country. I think that's great. But if it's going to be this apology, I think that would be not well-founded. And I'm very concerned about that. We shouldn't be apologizing for our actions defending the integrity of the United States. And that's what's really at stake here. And this whole issue with the defamation of religion focuses on that. Can we continue to preach the gospel message free of this kind of harassment that we're seeing? Now, here's what I need you to do. We've got our team going to Washington, from Washington to New York, to the UN next week. You need to go with them. Here's how you do it. Sign up now in the Declaration Against This UN Action. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I'm also going to send you the DVD from Israel. And don't forget, donate online at ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ Wireless Service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
Christian persecution. It's happening with greater frequency around the world. Now the Organization of the Islamic Conference at the United Nations is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically criminalize the proclamation of the gospel, giving special protection to Islam.
Now you can help. Send a message to the UN General Assembly as a critical vote approaches. Sign on to the ACLJ petition opposing this anti-Christian resolution. And if you add your name today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And stand up to protect the Christian faith.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you to do something right now, folks. Two things I'm going to ask you to do. One, if you want that DVD on Israel, the Middle East, and Islam, and this defamation of religion issue, go into the key historic sites, but also to the military sites, meeting with military and government leaders. Call our number right now. I'm going to send you this unbelievable DVD, 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up at that point for our defamation of religion challenge that we're engaged in at the UN, where you can actually go with us, in a sense, to the United Nations through this petition, 1-877-989-2255. Now, the second thing I'd like you to do, if everyone that was listening to me right now went to their website at aclj.org and donated $5 or $25 or $50 or $100 to the work of the ACLJ, it would have a huge impact as we close this year out. So I want to encourage you. It's very easy to do it. Go to aclj.org. Go right to the homepage. It says contribute and fill it out right online. You can do it right online. Use your credit card or whatever you'd like and go to aclj.org. But it, literally, if every one of you that are listening donated $5 or $10, $25, $50, $100, whatever it might be, it's going to go a long way in us continuing to train these law students and these lawyers, deploying them around the globe on so many of these critical, critical issues. Let's go right back to the phone. Derek is calling from Georgia on line three. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Derek. Yeah, good.
Taking my call.
Sure.
What I'm calling about is I got a question. Could you give me a good definition of what separation of church and state and how it applies to America today? And if
sure, here's what it's supposed to be. It's this idea that we don't establish an official church of the United States. The government doesn't establish a religion. It doesn't mean that government can't acknowledge the religious heritage of the country. That takes it to an extreme, and that's where this big distinction is. By the way, we've got a great resource. If you go to our website, aclj.org, there's a blog that I engage in with Barry Lynn from Americans United for Separation of Church and State at BeliefNet. You can go to beliefnet.com and go to the blog section as well, but you can link right from our website. And we're discussing that very issue, Derek. So there's some great resources there, and I encourage you to get those. Let's go to Janice calling from Colorado on line four. Hi, Janice.
No.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if it's illegal to have a Bible in your possession at work, and can the company ask you to take it off the company premises?
Is this a public employment or is this a private company? Tell me what we're dealing with.
The public employment.
Well, there should not be a bubble, Bible ban at a place of public employment. There may be reasons where they could say we want certain items on a desk or not, depending on the work-related thing, but they need to show a reasonable accommodation for your ability to keep that Bible there. Janice, you hang on the line. I'm getting you in touch with our legal staff here at the ACLJ. Let's see if we can get you some help on this. So you hang on the line here. Let's go to Juanita calling from Ohio on line one. Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my
call. Sure.
Just a couple things. First, I wanted to encourage everyone. This is the time for CSC Fund, and I looked up and you guys are in there. And you can contribute for the year through that CSC, which is the number 11889. Also, I wanted to comment on...
That's great. That's the CFC, the Combined Federal Campaign. That's a very good point, Juanita. I'll let you finish in a moment. If those of you that are federal employees, you can donate through the CFC to the ACLJ. We get a year-end donation. A lot of people designate that. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Juanita.
Okay, what you had said about the ACLU being upset about that judge.
Yes.
They don't want us to compare our beliefs against theirs because they won't stand up. So, yeah, they're going to be upset because any rational thinking person will see that what they're advocating makes no sense.
Well, I think you're right, but they've been unrelenting with this judge. We've won the case this last go round when they tried to hold him in contempt. We were able to win that in court. But you got to fight for this. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at this, and I think we've got to be realistic here, you've got to fight and fight aggressively. And to do that, we need to maintain vigilance. And that's what we're doing. We're in federal court defending this judge. We're going to do that, and we're going to do it, I believe, successfully. Let's go to Sean calling from Washington State on line five. Hi, Sean.
Hey, thanks for taking my call
today.
Sure. Hey, I had a question about the situation here with the governor in Washington State. I listened to Bill O'Reilly too, and I think he brought up a good point. Was in the state charter or whatever it is that gave Gregoire the conditions to put this display up. It said something about that it was to be an appropriate display, and I don't think that making a bold statement like this against religion on a Christmas display is appropriate.
Yeah, here's what's happened, though. When you open it up to a variety of groups, it makes it much more difficult to say to a group, you cannot display a particular item. If the government were to control the message, that would be very different. So that's really the standard that's applied in that situation. Let's go to Scott, who's calling from California on line 6. Hi, Scott.
Hi. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I don't know whether you saw on WorldNet Daily today, but they're talking about reconvening a constitutional convention. And I'd just like for you to maybe discuss some of the ramifications of this serious issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I mean, there's a lot of things being discussed. I mean, you got a right now breaking on the news. I'm sure most of you know this. I mean, you've got the whole auto bailout now being look like it's going to be part of the TARP funds at $700 billion because the Senate could not agree on how to proceed on that, which is understandable. It's very complex. This is a very difficult time, and this is when the Constitution's being tested. So we need to see how that all plays out over the next couple of weeks and whether there's a call. I think it'd be very difficult to get a constitutional convention in place. It's not an easy thing to do. So we'll see what happens. But this is a trying time for the Constitution, but it also shows how our constitutional form of government works. Let's go to Wayne from Colorado on line 2. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Jay. Just real quick question for you. I listen to you every day, and I hear you talk about Sharia law, but I am still not clear exactly what that is. If you could explain that a little better and how it would affect me, not only as an American, but as a fundamental Christian.
Well, Sharia is Quranic law. And by the way, they're also arguing that Quranic law only all human rights have to derive from Quranic law. Well, there are no human rights under Quranic law, so I mean, that doesn't even work as a concept. But here's the difficulty, and this is what's so significant. What you're seeing develop right now, quite frankly, is an attempt to protect, and it really is in a significant way, to protect the Islam more so than any other religious group. I mean, it gives Islam, this whole defamation of religion and the way the Quran's being implemented here, gives that a special protection that no other religious group is given. And that's why they're promoting this defamation of religion action. Now, here's what's happened. The third vote on this, and what's called the third committee, took place just about 8 days ago. For the first time, and this is huge, folks, for the first time, there were more no and abstentions than yes. That was gigantic. Our team's been working very aggressive on this, both in Geneva and in New York. We've deployed lawyers from our office in Strasbourg and from Washington, D.C. The big vote on this is going to be next week. We're going to get more into this next week, believe me. It's going to be the end of the week, and we could see a win here by the no's and abstentions outweighing the yes. But Sharia law is Quranic law, and it fundamentally cuts against human rights and human liberty. So I am very, very concerned about this. This is an issue that we're hugely concerned about. We've put together a special DVD that I want to encourage you to get. It deals with Israel, the Middle East, Islam, all of these issues we've been talking about. I want to encourage you to get that information. Here is the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to send you this DVD absolutely free. It's a two-hour DVD shot in Israel with some of the leading government leaders, including a former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft, Danny Aiello, U.S. Ambassador from Israel to the United States, Israeli Ambassador from Israel to the United States, government leaders, military experts. It's phenomenal. Our production team did a marvelous job on this. 1-877-989-2255 to get your free DVD. And when you call that number, also sign on to our petition. You literally get to go to the U.N. with us in this regard. Sign on for that petition to make sure that we get this defeat against the defamation of religion resolution, which I think we're going to see more no's and abstentions than yeses, which is a win for us. So you go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Sign on to that resolution. Join us. We'll get you that DVD. And every one of you that's listening to me right now, if you go to the website at ACLJ.org, click the donation section and make a donation of any amount, that's going to help us end the year on a positive note, which gets us more lawyers in the courtrooms fighting for you. ACLJ.org. Back with you next weekend.